Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Ambassador Yovanovitch did not just piss off corrupt Ukrainians, like the corrupt former Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko, but also certain Americans, like Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's personal attorney, and two individuals now indicted who worked with him, Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas.
So you know what? I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do.
Loved that. I was listening to it on Friday, obviously, and, you know, called into Annie Fry and talked to her during the break in the testimony with Yovanovitch. Because, of course, you know, they read the tweet of that the president put out about this former ambassador while she was testifying. And then tried to claim that he was trying to intimidate the witness. The thing that struck me about that is if the president wanted to intimidate the witness, he would have probably tried to do that in advance of the testimony. She would have been unaware of the tweet had Adam Schiff not read it to her, which is interesting. So he read it to her, then asked for her reaction, then claimed afterwards that he was trying to tamper with the witness. And the president says, I have a right to my opinion on her.
Sure.
No, I didn't threaten her in any way. I pointed out that she didn't have a great track record anywhere she'd been. I read a report this weekend that she had planned a Hillary Clinton victory party prior to the election that had to be canceled afterwards. You know, the point I made to several friends and to Annie Fry on the air Friday was pretty simple. If you watched The Apprentice, you saw a lot of people who worked for Donald Trump, including Omarosa, who eventually got fired. Can you imagine how much they would have appreciated the opportunity to go before a panel of people after they got fired to vent their frustrations about the president?
Yeah.
So that's basically what we have here is a pity party for former apprentice employees, show members, in front of the United States Congress. They're dragging people who were butthurt by Donald Trump in some way and giving them an opportunity to vent against their former boss. That's what Marie Yovanovitch did. And until one of the congressmen looked at her and said to her, did the president do anything that you're aware of here that violated the law? And there was a long pause, and she said, no. Did the president do or say anything that you're aware of that, you know, that caused the president of the Ukraine to do an action against his will? Long pause. No. Killed her to have to admit that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this was an angry ex-employee, a lifelong member of the bureaucracy in the State Department. She was an ambassador, which is if you're in the State Department, your ultimate goal, I would imagine, if you work in foreign service, is to be named an ambassador to a particular country, because that's the whole reason you're there. The two people that basically testified the first day were mid-level staffers, and the only reason Bill Taylor became an ambassador is because Yovanovitch got removed, so he moved up into that role. She had an axe to grind with the president. There's no doubt about it. She was
hurt. Well, that's how she came off, too.
You're right. She was hurt. Her feelings were hurt. She didn't understand it. And then he would read, you know, the very leading questions about whether or not he was, did you feel threatened by this statement by the president in the transcript where he said things are going to happen to her? Like, did you feel physically threatened? That's kind of where they were trying to suggest. And, you know, I think I have to be honest, and I've got an opinion on this because I'm a conservative. I'm on the right side of the political spectrum. Everybody knows that. I don't know how anybody could watch this, particularly with the questions afterwards, and I thought the Republicans were very nice and respectful to Yovanovitch, despite some of what she was saying about the president. I don't know how anybody who's fair-minded watched that and didn't walk away from it feeling like it was just a bitter ex-employee, like a sideshow of The Apprentice, angry that they disagreed with a policy decision of the president. You know, she kept saying, well, you know, I was just there to carry out the foreign policy plans of the United States. Well, guess what? Donald Trump, as president, sets the foreign policy agenda of the United States. You either toe the line or you're fired, which is what happened to Marie Yovanovitch, and she couldn't wrap her Ivy League head around that. So we'll talk more about that coming up. Colin Kaepernick, the NFL, the helmet incident from last week. There's new news on that. We'll get to your phone calls as well. 314-241-9797.